The National Secretary of UTAC, Dr. Samuel Ingubang, has welcomed government's approval of the recruitment of more than 1,000 lecturers for public universities. He was, however, quick to add that they would have preferred that more lecturers were selected from the list they presented. Dr. Ingubang said, considering the number of deceased lecturers and those who have resigned, the recruitment of more than 1,000 lecturers is inadequate for the universities.
Generally, I would say it is a piece of good news, but we cannot guarantee that it is sufficient unless management of the public sector universities agree too. We expected the ministry as well as government to give the free hand to be able to recruit as and when the need arises, not to have to go through the hurdle of having to get national clearance before recruitment. Over the last 4 years, we have noticed that that hurdle has caused the universities not to be able to recruit. And so we've had people retiring, we've had people dying, we've had people resigning, and all of those spaces are vacant. But as the 2018 vacancies or spaces announced by government, we expect that that would mean that if it is only for lecturers, then it will mean also for the 10 public sector universities. And as to whether or not that is what all of those 10 public sector universities require in order to run efficiently is what has been provided. We are not sure unless we get confirmation from management of all of those universities. We know, for example, that University of Ghana required over 700. We are getting just 200. City of Education, Winneba, required over 300. They got less than 200. So the 2018 vacancies that have been declared, I'm sure that even inadequate for the persons that the universities have already sponsored to PhDs on the basis of quality. The universities are targeted to come and serve them. And so over the last 3 years, universities already have sponsored some people to do PhDs, and then in the hope that they can retain them to teach in the university, because of the blockade, they were unable to recruit them. And so I know, for example, that University of Ghana, over the last 2 years, had engaged up to about 150 people that were paid from internally generated funds. And we were expecting that at least this would enclose them as well as give us some more room to operate.